Smartphones are everywhere, including the classroom. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Melissa Huey, assistant professor of behavioral sciences at the New York Institute of Technology, examines how students are affected.
97% of college students today own a smartphone. Despite their prevalence, the impact of smartphones in the classroom is a widely debated subject. While some professors contend that smartphones provide students with convenient access to information, assignments, and school emails, others see them as a huge distraction. Smartphone alerts, text messages, and social media updates interrupt lectures. They can also trigger students' anxiety and even FOMO, the fear of missing out, when they see what their friends are doing while they're in class. My research explores the psychological impact of smartphones in the college classroom. My colleague and I conducted a 6-week experiment to see how students' mindfulness, anxiety, and course comprehension were affected when smartphones were removed versus when they were physically present in the class. We studied 4 undergraduate behavioral science classes. In 2 classes, students handed in their smartphones at the beginning of the lecture. The other classes served as a control group, where students kept their phones and used them with no limitations. At the end of the 6 weeks, students self-reported scores on course comprehension, mindfulness, and anxiety levels. Students who handed in their smartphones reported much higher comprehension and mindfulness scores. In addition, they reported lower levels of anxiety. However, the opposite was true for those who kept their phones. These students reported lower comprehension and mindfulness scores and higher anxiety levels. Our findings show that simple rules that limit smartphone use in class can have a positive impact on students' well-being and, in turn, their college success.
That was Melissa Huey of the New York Institute of Technology. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.